Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. What's up, everybody, and welcome to The Early Edge. I know what you're thinking. I'm late for work. No. It's Sunday. It is not Monday. You are good to go. We've got a special March Madness edition with the All-Stars among All-Stars, and I'll introduce them in just a second. But speaking of All-Stars, let's take a look at an All-Star recap. Wow. Okay. 5-1-1. This is exactly what we want to see. Great job from our Saturday edition crew, headlined by Mackenzie Brooks, going 2-0, and Chip Patterson. He had a head-to-head against her. He had Oregon +5. If you watch that game, that was a tough way to lose. Oregon +5 probably should have come in, but our recap screen, it would have been the same either way, right? We had 5-1-1. That is exactly what we want to see. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to waste any time because I got a pick to give out that's not necessarily March Madness oriented that literally starts in about 19 minutes. So let's bring in the all-stars of the show. Listen, you want a March Madness edition? We got Mike McClure. We got Chip Patterson. We got Tom Casale. And Chip, I led the show going off of our recap screen, right? And I see you kind of shaking your head a little bit because you went 1-1. That's great. You probably should have gone 2-0. We were all up late watching that Creighton game. Oregon played really well in the second half. Double overtime, not so much. How you feeling coming off that L?
Oh, man, brutal. And I was running my mouth to McKenzie the entire time. Anytime you're going head-to-head against somebody else here on the show, you get even more chesty with it. And so, you know, as I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, man, losing would be terrible. But losing to McKenzie would be worse. And so I was screaming in the CBS Sports HQ studios, come on, Trey Alexander, just make the bunny. But yeah, you mentioned it. You know, Jermaine Cousinard and Folly Dante, like the two-man game for Oregon was working. But I knew that to win that bet, I needed like one or two more Oregon players to be able to step up. And so it was, you know, Creighton's the more well-rounded team, the deeper team. So I tip my hat to Greg McDermott and to both teams. I mean, just a phenomenal March Madness game through and through.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't until Greg McDermott started a double team Cuisinart where all of a sudden things started to fall apart. You wonder why he didn't maybe do that early. The guy was completely going off. All right, we'll move forward here. Mike, I gotta ask you, how you doing? How's the NCAA tournament? How's March Madness going so far?
Been really, really good, Sia, so far. All the brackets are intact for the most part. Looking at potentially getting 13 of the Sweet 16.
Wow.
So feeling good. Hitting a lot of bets. Got a little lucky with Creighton last night on the live, but they were unlucky. They were dominating that game in terms of shot quality overall. So loved what we've seen so far. Looking forward to another great day today.
All right, Tom, and before I give my picks out, what's any instant reaction from the last couple of days? Anything that surprised you so far? We're only 3 days into March Madness, which is crazy. It feels like it's been like 3 weeks a little bit. What's the early look? What's the early surprise, if anything?
Yeah, it's funny because Mike and I look like we've been up for 3 weeks straight. Chip's just built differently. I don't know how he does it. God bless him. Yep. But it's been favorites yesterday. You saw some of the tweets that the sports books are about to go out of business tomorrow because all the favorites are winning, and so it'll be interesting. I think there's some spots today where that could even out, where some dogs could come in.
Absolutely. And by the way, in the chat, thank you all for being in here. Joshua Smith says JT is on the banned list. He sure is. We had him as an outright. I had him as in a matchup play yesterday. He lost over 7 strokes putting. Real quick, we have Cam. I know. Yeah, that's a real stat. He didn't make a putt longer than 3 feet yesterday, believe it or not. Like, it actually seems impossible. But anyway, we have Cam Young as an outright. He's only 3 shots back at Keith Mitchell. I've got a matchup to give out in just 1 second. CID, Moshi, Jared, Bradley, you want to give out a soccer pick? You can go ahead and do it. It's a March Madness edition, but I'm about to give out a golf pick. Let me get my picks out of the way so we can bring in the real all-stars when it comes to March Madness. All right. First of all, I'll give out the golf pick because it starts in 15 minutes. At 10:20, we've got Ryo Hisatsune. He is in a 2-ball here, and I have him at minus 130 over Dylan Wu. Dylan Wu's a pretty good player. I like him, but I like how Ryo Hisatsune has actually been hitting the ball. The ball striking has actually progressed and been really good through 3 rounds. This guy, by the way, you've probably never heard of him. He's kind of a new kid on the block, very, very talented. Dylan Wu, also a good player, but the ball striking starting to regress over 3 rounds. He started out really well, started to regress. Now, his putter's been a little bit better. Ryo actually lost a little bit putting yesterday. But again, typically we don't have a JT situation with that. Typically you get regression to the mean. So I think Ryo is going to strike it better. And I think he's going to be about an even putter, maybe a slight negative to Dylan Wu. That should be enough. Minus 130 over Dylan Wu. Again, that one starts in 15 minutes. All right, let me get a college basketball pick in here. I've got Baylor tonight. I really liked Baylor going into this tournament. A 3 seed, 3rd in the Big 12. That tells me a lot, by the way. Being 3rd in the Big 12 is not nothing. That's obviously the best conference in basketball, in my opinion, and pretty much everybody else's opinion. Now, they played Clemson. Clemson was really impressive. I think a lot of people thought New Mexico was going to knock off Clemson. I was one of those people, by the way. But the Mountain West, I mean, you know, listen, the committee thought they were a little overrated. Perhaps they were a little overrated. I know Tom, before the tournament even started, tweeted out a bunch of tweets saying the Mountain West was overrated. So I don't know that I give Clemson too much for that New Mexico win. It was impressive, but now you're facing a Baylor team that is very, very tested. And to be honest with you, I think they're pretty happy about getting Clemson in the second round. Perimeter shooting, much better than Clemson. These guys can knock down shots from everywhere. They also have more star power. Now, I know Clemson has a couple of guys, but I think Baylor has way more star power, way more guys that you're going to need in March Madness, in the tournament, in clutch time. So -4.5, it's kind of a lot. I wish this one ticked down to 4, but I understand why it didn't. We're going to have 2 possessions here in terms of how we cover this line. I like Baylor in this tournament. I like Baylor in this game. I'm fading Clemson, who lost to Notre Dame, Boston College, and Wake Forest just in the last 2 to 3 weeks of the regular season and ACC tournament. Give me Baylor -4.5. If you want to take this pick, or if you want to take some of the picks that are about to come out from Tom, Chip Patterson, and, of course, Mike McClure, you can do it at BetMGM. They've got a new promo. We're down to 32 teams, or at least we were. A BetMGM for the second round of March matchups. Eligible players will receive 3 32% boosts, a 32% odds boost token for minimum odds of -300, a live odds boost token of 32% for a minimum odds of -300, and a 32% parlay boost token, the minimum 4+ legs at +400 odds. Log into the BetMGM app for offer details. All right. I almost feel like I've wasted 6 minutes of your time because we've got Mike on this show. We've got Chip. We've got Tom. And neither of them have given out a pick yet. So it's finally time. And Chip, we're going to start with you. But before we do that, let's hear a quick message from our partners.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Bradley Jacob says, tailing Sia, hashtag no brainer. I don't know if it's a no brainer, but I do appreciate the vote of confidence. All right, Chip, I'm always tailing you. I'm always trying to tail your energy, and I'm always trying to tail your picks. You've got, let's see, A couple. Oh, excuse me. Hold on. Let's back up a little bit. Is it Tom? I think we're going to go to Tom. We're going to go to Tom first. Tom, you've got to play in this Grand Canyon game, which frankly is very interesting because this entire chat seems to be Grand Canyon fans. Now, you're not necessarily on a side, but you've got to play in this game. You've got the floor, Tom.
Yeah, I took Alabama in round one. That's a team I've just been able to figure out this year. I think I'm like 7-0 betting Alabama games. I mean, Charleston, if you went into a lab and built an opponent for Alabama in round one, it would have been Charleston. Now, I would have liked St. Mary's more in this spot if they had won because they're going to slow Alabama down. I do think Grand Canyon has a chance today, but the play I like is over 81.5 for the Grand Canyon team total. Here's why. The way you beat Alabama is you beat them off the dribble and you get to the hoop. They have a poor two-point defense, and they foul a ton, 320th in the nation in fouling opponents' free throw attempts. And Grand Canyon's fourth in the country in shooting foul shots. And that's how they won the St. Mary's game, 28 for 36 from the foul line. So I think they're going to live at the foul line. I think – listen – Alabama won in a rocking chair, easy win against Charleston, and they still gave up over 90 points. I mean, this is the worst defense in the tournament. So I think Grand Canyon has a chance today, but whatever happens, I'm confident they can get in the mid-80s against this defense.
Yeah, I'm confident about that too. It's almost like, Tom, let me ask you this before we get to Mike's pick and then Chip's. How many points would be too many for you to look off of Grand Canyon? And this line isn't necessarily going to go up. I'm just curious, what would have been the number on Grand Canyon against Alabama that would have been like, all right, I actually have to go under here?
Under the team total?
Exactly.
I don't know, like 85.5. I feel good that they can get to 84, 85 points in this game. I mean, Listen, they're going to play fast. They're going to try to attack. Alabama's going to try to attack. They just play – Charleston plays fast, too. They just play differently. Charleston, they're like BYU. They sit around the three-point line and hoist up threes. Alabama's not necessarily weak in that area. They're weak when you attack. Mm-hmm. Similar to Florida, those two teams cannot guards that dribble, penetrate to the hoop. And I think that's what we're going to see from Alabama today, struggling against these Grand Canyon guards who can really play, as we saw in the first game.
All right, Mike McClure, you've got something.
Yeah, I would just say this is a fascinating game to watch in terms of live betting as well. The one thing Grand Canyon does incredibly well, as Tom kind of alluded to, they get to the foul line a lot, and Alabama is not disciplined. I was so surprised at how well and consistently Grand Canyon was able to draw fouls on St. Mary's. This is going to be a situation where you need to watch how it's officiated early in this game. Mm-hmm. We could see a situation here where they're shooting in the bonus with 11, 12 minutes left in the half.
That's very interesting. Is that the, just so I know, from a live bet standpoint, is that the kind of live bet where you're looking, because you're heading toward the bonus, you're looking for a first half live over, or do you typically just take the game there?
Typically still going to be looking for full game, but what I'm looking for initially is just going to be how aggressively are they calling some of the hand checks, things like that, because there are two kids on Grand Canyon that they play with so much energy. They look like Isaiah Pacheco for the people playing that watch football. They look like Isaiah Pacheco getting to the rim, and it really is up to the way the game is officiated in terms of the success that they're going to have. But if they're calling any of that hand checking early, it's going to be a game that features a lot of free throws.
Mike, I love that comp so much. I just love it so much. I'm going to have extra intrigue watching this game. By the way, Thomas Casale, or Tom, Bitsy says, I saw your comment on Twitter and played that already, Tom, because you did allude to Grand Canyon scoring a lot of points on Twitter. We've got 550, over 550 people watching on a Sunday, which is incredible. If you don't follow all three of these people, literally every single one of the 552 of you watching right now, follow Tom at the Tom Casale, because there's some nuggets that he puts out there. Same with Mike McClure, same with Chip Patterson. Make sure, because sometimes, you know, you can read the tea leaves and get early on some of these. Of course, a lot of these picks are on Sportsline way before this show. And just real quick before we get to Mike McClure's pick, which I love, by the way, if I'm not tipping his hand, I don't know what I'm doing. Liddy says, Sia, I don't like your likes to peeps ratio. In other words, yeah, we're looking at like 5.5 to 1 here on the like button. Please hit the like button every time you get in here. All right, Mike McClure, you have a pick. You have a dog that you like. And I love this pick so much. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm on JMU here, Sia. I couldn't believe it, honestly. I didn't expect to be backing them in the second round at this particular point, but at 7.5, the computer makes the number 3.5 to 4. And as we know, in neutral site games, there is a big difference between 4.5 and 7.5 when it comes to closing out games. The other thing that kind of stood out to me, there is a lot of contrast in style. There's obviously a massive size advantage for Duke. That hasn't been a problem all the time for JMU. They come out with a lot of energy. I think they're going to have a pro JMU crowd here, which I think is going to help quite a bit. But the thing that stood out to me about Duke that's interesting, when looking at the pace of play and the totals this season, when they played on the road or neutral sites, been a dead under team, limiting possessions in basketball games overall. I actually think playing a little slower for stretches will be good for JMU. They still are good at turning defense into offense. But when I look at this Duke team, you might, again, if you guys want to look at the total there, they're hitting about 74% to the under on neutral site and away games this season. It's a significant, significant number. So I think that if JMU can hang around and be really within 4 possessions, you know, under at the under 8 timeout, I think this one is going to be one that just stays tight and ultimately lands as a 2 to 3 possession game at the end. But at 7.5, I like JMU's chances. I don't think they're winning this outright, which is kind of strange to say. I want to still aggressively back a team getting points that I don't think is winning outright here. But I really think this projects as a game where Duke wins in the final few minutes, but JMU is just right there being pesky the entire game.
Yeah, pesky is what JMU was certainly good at. By the way, go ahead, Chip Patterson.
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to say, like, just to marry vibes with the numbers, I thought that JMU was the team with more bounce, more confidence, more energy against Wisconsin. And, like, you were looking at it, and I was just reminded that sometimes the way that we evaluate these teams, we get a little bit lost in, like, their strength of schedule rating. And it is something that's important in your handicap and in analyzing basketball in general. But I was looking, especially as the game got into the later stages of the second half, and it's like, oh, one of these teams has won 32 of 35 times that they've played together. And Wisconsin has lost 14 times this season. And they had a size disadvantage against Wisconsin. You know, they've got the two bigs down low, Crowell and Wall, and still they were able to find ways to scheme around it. I was so impressed with how mentally prepared they were for that. They did not get nervous. They did not feel uncomfortable in the position. I think they'll bring that same sort of attitude to Duke today.
Absolutely love it. All right, Chip, we got to get to your picks. And by the way, DBU gives a shout out to Danny Brasco for his UFC picks last night. So shout out to Danny Brasco there. Bradley Jacobs, I think you might have put some picks in the chat. Forgive me, I got to catch up. And we also got to catch up with a message from our partners. And then it's Chip Patterson's pick. Wait 1 minute.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We're back on the Early Edge presented by BetMGM. Chip, I've got you on a Sunday and not a Friday. This is an absolute luxury for me personally and the chat. You've got a couple of picks here, and I know one in particular. I'm actually interested in both. We're all interested in both, but the chat has really been all over both sides of this Marquette game, and I know that's where you're going to start off. So you've got the floor, Chip.
Yeah, we're going to start off here in the first game of the day, 12:15 p.m. Eastern time on CBS. It is America's Most Watched Network, the network of stars. And I think we're going to have to play some small sample size theater because Shaka Smart told us going into Marquette's first round game that he was expecting the return of star point guard Tyler Kolek to maybe be a little bumpy. I mean, he hadn't been with the team for 6 games, and the getting him back into the flow. And I mean, this is the engine of your offense, the reigning Big East player of the year. And that's what we saw. Marquette was a little bit out of sorts in that first half. And what happened in that second half? The Golden Eagles absolutely blitzed Western Kentucky. Now, Colorado is an awesome team, and I've been riding this Buffs bandwagon. I've been paying close attention, which is why I know that in this matchup, I think it's going to be difficult for Eddie Lampkin, the Colorado big man who plays with such intensity, because Oso Iguodaro, the 6'11", versatile big man for Marquette, he can draw you away from the basket. He can open up that defense in a way that can allow Tyler Kolek to get to the rim, can allow a little Cam Jones. I think that this is going to be a tough matchup for a Colorado team that, let's face it, third game in 5 days, sixth game in 10 days with that deep run in the Pac-12 tournament as well. And you got to look at the Florida game itself might have to count as a game and a half when it comes to your legs, you know, going, 102-100 in regulation. I think that Marquette flipped a switch. Kolek's back. I love the way that they play when he's on the floor. I think we got a little bit of value. I'll take Marquette. And I'm also going to jump in, see you on that Baylor-Clemson game. I'm going to be taking this over. I think that Clemson was a beneficiary of some three-point defense luck. New Mexico hit 3 of 23 three-pointers in that game. It was statistically, according to field goal defense and defensive efficiency, the best defensive performance of the season for a Clemson team that hasn't really been great, very mid in terms of the way that Clemson defense looks. And I think they're going to get torched by this Baylor team. But what does Baylor do defensively? Not a lot. You know, sometimes they're playing that Matador defense with their NBA lottery picks out there. And when you've got somebody like a PJ Hall, and when you've got some playmakers there for Clemson, I think they can fill it up as well. So I like going over the total in Baylor and Clemson. It's not a pace game, because remember, this isn't necessarily like a track meet, but I think the shot making and the efficiency will be there from both of these offenses to take us over the total.
Absolutely love it. And by the way, I'm looking at my early edge bracket right now, but like the one that over 3,000, probably 4,000 people filled out, it's right here. Optics of that aren't great. But I've got Marquette, Tennessee, North Carolina, and UConn in the Final Four. And I've got Marquette in a couple other brackets too. And I know that's kind of like, it felt like a contrarian play because they were a 2 seed, but nobody was really giving them respect. Tyler Kolek was a question. Kentucky was in that sort of side of the region. And of course, Houston is up there as well. Or excuse me, not yet. Yeah, it is Houston up there as well with Marquette, Kentucky, and Colorado. So really rooting for Marquette. I'm a Big East guy. My Big East bias certainly showing up there. Chip, I love both of the picks. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to address the chat. I've seen the question a few times asking about buying 3 points in college basketball. Please do not tease college basketball lines. Yeah. It is a good way to lose a lot of money and be very frustrated. I would not recommend it at all.
And Mike, you'd say the same thing about NBA, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I wouldn't be teasing basketball very often. I think there are small isolated situations, but those only would truly exist if there was a mathematical edge and just something in the pricing at around key numbers. But you're talking about gaining like 0.25%. So yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't think I've literally, it's probably been 10, 15 years since I even considered teasing a basketball game. And by the way, that's a really good question. So I don't want to deride the person who asked it, because a lot of people think, hey, I can get an extra 3 points. Like, do that in football across key numbers. Don't do that in basketball. It's just not a play in college or NBA. I wanted to get some, by the way, Reed Phillips, he says, I got these picks last night via Sportsline notifications. I just enjoy this crew. We have over 700 people watching on a Sunday afternoon, which is Sunday morning, which is super cool. I do, for those of you that are watching, of the 700 that aren't Sportsline members, just real quick, go to sportsline.com/join. You type in winners and you get 60% off the annual plan. Again, you just type in winners, you get 60% off the annual plan of Sportsline. There's so much. It's not just picks. It's a lot of data, a lot of projections, a lot of Mike McClure's projections, among others, including the Sportsline model. You're going to want to join Sportsline if you're not already. It's extremely inexpensive. And you throw in this winners promo code and it's just, I mean, it's practically nothing. So you'll see that as soon as you go to sportsline.com/join. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a look at the recap screen. Thanks for that comment, Reed Phillips. Tom Casale, Grand Canyon team total over 81.5 at -120. Chip Patterson, Marquette -4, and Clemson Baylor over 144. Mike McClure, JMU, Duke Dogs +7.5 at -110. I've got Baylor -4.5 at -110. And if you're late to the show, maybe you can get a live line, but this one just teed off 2 minutes ago. It's why I gave it out in the first couple of minutes. It's Rio Hisatsune over Dylan Wu. Rio is a minus 130 favorite in that round four matchup. Wow. I mean, what an incredible Sunday edition. I feel like we're all super lucky. We got Tom, we got Chip, we got Mike. Before we go to the one shot and we get off the show, I never have you three. So can I just ask, like, Mike, what are you looking forward to most either today or next week? Is there a team you're pulling for? Is there a game or a potential game coming up that you're just really, really looking forward to?
Well, there's two things. I'm looking forward to see how Marquette responds. I think they're drastically undervalued here. Computer makes them six in this game, so I like Chip's play. I'll be looking to bet them live after watching roughly 4 to 8 minutes. But it's next week. It's Creighton, Tennessee. I think that game is fascinating on so many different levels. It's got a lot of implications in terms of brackets. I think it's one of the best games of the entire tournament.
Do you have the line of that game? I know it's out. I just haven't looked at it.
I can grab it quickly, hopefully. Maybe.
Well, Chip, I'm going to go to you, and I'm going to look at it too. But you kind of had a response when I'm so looking forward to that game too. Because I got to be honest, the way Oregon D'd up Creighton in the second half, Tennessee is going to be able to do that and then some. It makes me feel like Creighton, unless they're shooting real hot, they could be stymied by Tennessee.
I mean, well, there to me, it is so big, so much bigger than that, because, you know, we're sitting there in CBS Sports HQ studios. They pump in all of the podium, right? Like, they pump in all of the sound that's going on. And everybody was talking about that 1-point loss to San Diego State in the Elite Eight. I mean, it is amazing how that has just been such a motivating factor for the core of a Creighton team that has stayed together, that chose to come back. Trey Alexander, Kalkbrenner, go through the entire NBA draft process and decide that they want to come back. And that's what they were talking about in those huddles during overtime. Like, we didn't come back to lose here. Really impressed with the Jays, a team that I honestly bet against a lot during the college basketball season, because I thought my line was better on paper than in performance. Well, paper and performance are starting to line up a little bit closer on the graph. That was awesome stuff. So I'm fired up for that one too. And Illinois, Iowa State. I mean, great offense, great defense, and some weaknesses on the other side. I mean, that's just death metal through and through. I'm fired up.
That one is going to be really, really interesting to watch. I have no idea how that game's going to go. By the way, it's Tennessee -2 in that one. Tom, any response to either of what Chip or Mike said, or anything you're looking forward to otherwise?
Well, I appreciate Chip bringing up that San Diego State Creighton game from last year that I'm still not over when I had Creighton 100-1 to win it all. But it was funny because I was thinking last night, you know, we came so close last year and didn't get there. Watch these guys win it all this year,
right?
And kind of stick it to me. But I'm with these two. I'm looking towards next week. Listen, the first 4 days of March Madness are the best, right? I've gained 7 pounds. It's phenomenal. But the Sweet 16 is when you really get those great games. And the two teams I'm rooting for today, I'm rooting for Baylor to win, and I'm rooting for Alabama to win, because I don't think Baylor can stop Arizona, and I don't think Alabama can stop North Carolina. So I think those are going to be two interesting matchups. To me, I feel like Carolina and Arizona are on a collision course in that region. So I'll be interested to see what those lines are when they come out, if it happens.
The storylines for that Carolina game. I mean, it's just too much. It is just too much. It's just going to probably spur another Sunday edition of March Madness, a Saturday edition of March Madness. So you all have a lot to tune in for over the coming weeks. We've got so much to cover. And don't forget, we'll be here tomorrow, of course, every single day at 10 o'clock in the morning. But we got baseball season right around the corner, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs. There is a lot going on. By the way, I'm a Caps fan, and that Caps-Canes game 2 nights ago was absolutely amazing. Hockey's about to get really powerful, really interesting. All right, let's get everybody out of here. Thank you for joining us on a Sunday. Really, really appreciate all the participation in the chat with the like button, with the questions. We want that every single day, and we're here for you every single day, Monday through Friday in particular, 10 a.m. So make sure you tune in tomorrow morning. We'll have another bevy of picks. But for the here and now, we got to get out of here. On behalf of Jake the Snake, doing all of the background work on the ones and twos and the threes and fours, on behalf of Tom Casale, Chip Patterson, Mike McClure, this is The Early Edge. I am the counselor, and we rest our case.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.